This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. This is interesting. Okay. So, as we progress, we have come to find out that there are certain words that we use in our vernacular that may be a little insulting to people. So, one such word I don't like is broad. You don't hear that. Yeah, some broad walks in and says, I've never liked the word broad. And we're not using it that much anymore. So that's good. I know some people are using the B word. Yeah, some blank walked in and said this, this, and this. So that'd be interesting to see if that gets phased out. But no, that word's pretty popular. And that's used very commonly. But there are some words that we don't use anymore. I don't hear the word Davenport. Lay it on the Davenport. You don't hear that. I think Davenport was a couch. Advertisements. Advertisement, that an advertisement. Now we just call it an ad. So there are some things we've changed. Well, Stanford has published a list of elimination of harmful language. This is an initiative that they have worked on for a few years to eliminate many forms of harmful language, including racist, violent, biased against disabilities, ethnic slurs, gender, implicit bias, sexual bias language in the Stanford websites and code. They say the purpose of this website is to educate people about the possible impact of the words we use. Language affects people in different ways. We are not attempting to assign levels of harm to the terms of the site. We are also not attempting to address all informal uses of language. So they even say that there's a content warning. No, you can't use trigger warning anymore. You know how everybody says, I need a trigger warning, it triggers me? They say, don't use that anymore. But there's a content warning, and they say the website will contain language that is offensive or harmful. Please engage with this website at your own pace. So they don't want the words addict, addicted, basket case, blind review, blind study. So you know how in science we have a double blind study, meaning neither the tester or the testee know what they're getting, so there can't be bias. They want to get rid of the term blind, you know, because they'd rather it be used masked. Although mask can trigger somebody because of all the mask issues. Committed suicide. They don't want us to use committed suicide. They want to say died by suicide. So rather than committing suicide and you committing to that and an action, they want to remove that because it's an ableist language that trivializes the experiences of people living with mental health. Somebody confined to a wheelchair is a no-no. Person who uses a wheelchair. They don't want you to use crazy, cripple, dumb. They don't want you to use dumb. Dumb, they'd rather you use non-vocal, non-verbal. Well, see, we don't use that. You know, if we say, oh my gosh, that joke was dumb. You know, we're not necessarily, you know, using that as what might have been in the past, somebody who had issues speaking. No more handicap parking. Remember I told you they're not using handicap parking anymore? It's called accessible parking. Accessible. One thing that stood out to me was American. They don't want us, Daily Mail had reported on this. I just went through the Stanford list. But Daily Mail said American is a word that they don't want people to use anymore. And they instead want us to use U.S. citizen. Now, what's interesting about that is, I thought the U.S. citizen is when we say citizens, people get mad because we have many people here who aren't citizens. We have legal immigrants, we have illegal immigrants, we have migrants, we have asylum seekers. But these are people that want to be American. And if you want to be American and you, you know, you stand for the pledge and you honor the flag and you, you know, I think you could be American without being a citizen. I mean, I'm part German, I'm part Austrian, I have part Iberian Peninsula, I have, but I'm not a German citizen, so I can't talk about my roots. So I'm wondering if that is going to get them canceled or get them in trouble, because if you can't use the term American, you could only use U.S. citizen. That means I thought the whole point of letting the borders be porous and, you know, having people come in and all that was such that anybody who wants to be American could become American. So that's a little interesting. Their reasoning for that is the term often refers to people from the United States only, thereby insinuating that the U.S. is the most important country in the Americas. Well, then using U.S. citizen, I mean, there's, I don't know. If you do a walk-in, so if you are a school and you have walk-in hours, so like for my students, I'm like, all right, guys, my walk-in hours are anytime, walk-in. You can't say walk-in. Walk-in is ableist. It insults those who can't walk. So they say drop-in or open office. They don't want you using grandfather, like this was grandfathered in. They'd rather use the term legacy because the roots of grandfather clause was adopted by southern states to deny voting rights to blacks. You can still use grandfather and grandmother for family, but don't say this rule was grandfathered in. When we say this person is a guru, they don't want you to use that. They say just say teacher, guide, expert, because in the Buddhist and Hindu traditions, the word is a sign of respect. If you use it casually, that could insult Buddhists and Hindus and, yeah. Brave. They say don't use brave. They say there is no other term for it. They say the term perpetuates a stereotype of the noble, courageous savage, equating the indigenous male as being less than a man. So I'm not sure what we're supposed to use other than brave for our military. I have to look that up. So when you have military, yeah, so that's kind of, they don't want you to use ballsy, balls to the wall. They don't want you to use chairman or chairwoman, say chairperson, and freshman. You can't call a person a freshman. They have to be called frosh. Frosh? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, our producer. Myron asks, are you allowed to say African-American, black, person of color? He doesn't want to say the wrong thing. And he heard that you can't say Hispanic anymore. So, again, I'm no English vernacular expert, but he goes to say you couldn't use the word color when you would discuss people who were non-Caucasian, but now he hears in the news people of color, and so things will change very quickly. Like I told you, I don't know if the Stanford list of new phrases is going to hold or if they're going to have to update it, because saying somebody, when you have somebody who is on a visa or somebody who has lived here or is a dreamer and considers themselves an American, but they're not technically a citizen, then they can't be called an American. I think they might have to fix that. That's the thing with sometimes with progress is you're progressing so much that then you accidentally insult others. From what I understand is we do not use the term African American. We use the term black. And that should not get somebody, into hot water if they use it. Always capitalize it. According to Stanford, said make sure you capitalize it. You don't necessarily a term we used to use was Afro American. That was never something that I thought was welcomed by the community. So. From what I know is black. In terms of Latinos and Latinas, they've been using Latinx. My Latino and Latina friends do not like Latinx as opposed to Hispanic, but we're not apparently using Hispanic anymore. We're using Latinx. And I know this causes a lot of anxiety for people because nobody wants to use the wrong word. Nobody wants to say something and then get caught on camera and then 25 years later be accused of doing something wrong. Like, a lot of people would say, I was watching Friends, and I don't know if it was Ross talking to Rachel or somebody, but they said we need to call a spade, and this was on Friends. Now, Friends is now, 20 to 25 years old? So, but we don't use that anymore. There's a lot of things that have changed, and many of the Friends producers has come out and said, we wish we could have done it different. We would have done it different. You don't use the term hillbilly anymore. Hillbilly. I hear the word used a lot, but you don't use that. I don't think we use the term redneck anymore. We don't use the term prostitute. That's not used apparently. Prostitute. It's supposed to be a sex worker. Even though we have a lot of constitutions across the United States that says prostitution is legal, then maybe they're going to change it to sex industry. So, there will be revisions. Abusive relationship, we don't use abusive relationship anymore, they say. Abusive relationship, we need to say relationship with an abusive person. You'll hear the term beating a dead horse because Stanford says that normalizes violence against animals. Just say you refuse to let something go. See, I thought that term beating a dead horse means your efforts are fruitless. You're not, you're one, you shouldn't be beating anything dead, and two, it's an act that you shouldn't be doing. But I guess they say refusing to let something go. Killing two birds with one stone. I grew up with that all the time. Killing two birds with one stone. Not supposed to say that. Again, because it hurts birds. It's violence against animals. So they say accomplishing two things at once. Many of my students will take a test or a board exam or have an interview and they'll say, I killed it. I killed it. Like, dude, can't say that. They don't want doing a good job equated with death. Some people will say, you got to pull the trigger. Got to just pull the trigger. Again, they don't want violent imagery. One phrase I am, and I don't know if Stanford talks about this, but pooper get off the pot. I can't say the actual S word. Look, dude, you need to pooper get off the pot. I am sure that phrase is going to also be phased out. Which, by the way, from a medical standpoint, I told you guys, we're sitting on this water way too long. Many of you need to, you either decide or get, I tell people, if you're constipated, don't just sit there. Get up, go to a stand-up desk, drink some water, maybe try standing, but don't sit. So, rule of thumb. We don't use rule of thumb. We're not supposed to use rule of thumb. You guys know why? They want you to use standard rule or general rule. The reason why they don't want you to use rule of thumb is they say that the phrase is attributed to an old British law that allowed men to beat their wives with sticks no wider than their thumb. I had no idea. No idea. It just, I apologize if these are things in my vernacular that just come out. Take your best shot. Take your best shot. Can't do that because of the gun violence. Trigger warning. Many of you have learned in the last year or two that you need to have trigger warnings. And you need to put that up. And okay, already, look how fast it's going. No, 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 don't call it a trigger warning anymore. Just call it a content note. Now, in my articles, if I do think there's going to be some graphic material from a surgery, from an appendix rupture, or sometimes I'll talk about case studies, I'll have a graphic content warning. I hope graphic is okay to use. So just don't call it a trigger warning. Don't call it a war room. It's called a situation room. When you have a coach and the coach says, I got these guys whipped into shape. Nope. Don't be bringing up whips. Wife beater shirts. All right. A lot of you guys are like, summer's coming. Well, the summer's not coming now, but when summer comes, I got to get some wife beaters. No. It's called a white ribbed tank top, tank undershirt. I mean, some of these are pretty, some of these are pretty obvious. Others, no. I had no idea about this one. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. We don't use hip, hip, hooray anymore. Well, I thought it was old school. But they prefer you to not say hip, hip, hooray. Just say hooray. Because the term was used by German citizens during the Holocaust as a rallying cry when they would hunt down Jewish citizens living in segregated neighborhoods. So that, I had no idea. Hold down the fort. Can't say that. Hold down the fort. You know, when I tell my kids, okay, guys, you're going to hold down the fort when I'm out of town? No, because it, you know, stems from soldiers and settlers, and so cover the roll is supposed to be the term you use. I'm a Jew. And so you'll hear people all the time say Jude as a, in terms of haggling. Stanford says don't use that. I am agreeing. Don't be using that. All right. That's, yeah. And I know some people have asked me, they go, but when you do that, isn't that meaning you're really good at negotiation? I don't care if there's other meanings. Just, you know, don't want to get yourself in trouble. Don't be saying it. Another thing a lot of people say is no can do. Dahlia, can you cover this? No can do. Nope. Can't say that. They said it originated from stereotypes that mocked non-native English speakers. Now, this is something that is interesting. They say, rather than say no can do, you say, I can't do it. Now, we say a lot of words that might not be proper English. Like, there's a lot of phrases people use. And that could then insult certain demographics that commonly use phrases. So that's interesting. Yeah. I'm gonna be in trouble. I don't think I'm gonna forget. I always say no can do. Hold down the fort. I gotta stay out. So, and freshmen. Another thing I always do is I say, hey, guys, when I talk to, the, you know, I'm like, all right, guys, come on, guys. Because you don't want to say guys and gals. It's just, hey, guys, I don't use it as a gender term, just not supposed to use that. Don't say hermaphrodite anymore. I told you guys we called it medical intersex. Somebody that has both a hermaphrodite is somebody that has both sexual organs of male and female. We call them intersex. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Update, holiday travel is going to be very bad thanks to the biggest winter storm one expert seen in about a decade. WeatherBell's Joe Bastardi says the main storm sweeping across the Midwest, but an offshoot will make its own trouble in the Northeast.
Thursday, it's going to be snowing and snow, sleet, freezing rain up the Appalachians into New York State. That little storm is actually an impactful storm, too. When you're looking at the fact that people are going to be trying to travel and move around.
Bastardi predicts thousands of flights will be canceled between now and the weekend. More than 70,000 customers along the coast of Northern California are without power. Several people reported hurt after a magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck Humboldt County early this morning. President Biden will travel to Mexico City next month for a summit with the leaders of Mexico and Canada, and immigration will be on the agenda, according to the White House. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Lucia had asked in the previous segment if we say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, what's the right thing to say? And it's interesting because NASCAR had a little bit of drama because they had wished Happy Holidays. It's a beautiful graphic. Happy Holidays from NASCAR. And that had caused, I guess, some drama because many people celebrate Christmas and they thought that, you know, Christmas should have been represented as well. And, you know, I look at this controversy and I get a little nervous because as a Jew who loves Christmas, when somebody wishes me a Merry Christmas, it's beautiful. Somebody says Merry Christmas, I'm still celebrating Christmas. I mean, all these days of of enjoying the beauty of it and the the religious aspect of it and all that. So if somebody wishes me a Merry Christmas, I'm like, Merry Christmas. I'll wish him a Merry Christmas back. You know, if they don't remember that I celebrate Hanukkah, that's not the worst thing in the world. I don't mind it. I personally, I think it's beautiful to wish somebody a Merry Christmas. I think it's also beautiful to say Happy Hanukkah. There's many individuals that, you know, celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever they, look at. A winter season, have a great winter season. But it has become a focal point of progressiveness versus wokeness versus bucking religion. And I don't know what the answer is, because I am a huge fan of religion and I am a huge fan of what these holidays represent. As I told you about Hanukkah yesterday, I mean, Hanukkah, it's a dedication and it's a reminder of our past and how brutal it was, and there's some history to it, just like the birth of Christ with Christmas. So there's a lot of solemnness to it, and I think any way you look at it, there's a way to be insulting, but any way to look at it, there's a way to be very generous and very open and festive. So, when somebody, let's say, has somebody put a meme with, a religious rabbi, and it was, I think these memes are funny. I don't get insulted by them. Does that represent Hanukkah? No. You know, do some of these Santa Claus memes represent Christmas? No. But I think during the holidays, you just kind of take a step back and say, look, everybody celebrates and enjoys their winter season their own way. Some people have the winter blues, the holiday blues, and they don't celebrate Christmas. They don't celebrate Hanukkah. They don't. It reminds them of their lost loved one. They're alone. It's stressful with money. It's cold. A lot of people, it's not a happy time. So I keep getting asked, do I want to be wished a happy holidays? Do I want to be wished whatever you feel like doing? I observe it all. Somebody wishing me Merry Christmas is one of the most beautiful things. Considering what I usually get yelled at or fingers shown to me. So you wish me a Merry Christmas, I love it. But we have, concerns that we might be not inclusive enough. Happy Holidays came out to, and I have to admit, the graphic NASCAR did was beautiful. It has the reindeer, it has the trees, it has blue, yellow, red, snowflakes, and so it basically kind of encompasses the whole winter time. I understand, though, that you don't want to marginalize, you don't want to exclude, you don't want to, dilute what the holiday could be for some. So should we maybe say Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas? Should we say Happy Holidays and Happy Hanukkah? Should we say Merry Christmas to all, Happy Hanukkah to all, Happy Holidays to all? I don't know. It's just, we're at a time right now where people are getting insulted, and I don't want, and being Jewish, I really fear that people think the Happy Holidays controversy is because of Jews. We don't need any other reasons for people to be mad at Jews, because me as a Jew, I love the holidays, I love Christmas, I love Santa, I love everything Christmas stands for, and so, please wish people Merry Christmas. But I do understand that a lot of people don't celebrate Christmas, and they want to feel included in the holidays, so Happy Holidays does satisfy that. So, what does NASCAR, what do companies do? They're trying to play, where my issue is with all of this is I don't like it when an employer or a business or somebody gets stuck between a rock and a hard, where they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. That's where it's frustrating, because people reach out to me saying, what do I say? What do I do? And if you do one thing, you'll get criticized. If you do another thing, you get criticized. And it puts people in tough positions. And so I'm noticing that I am just saying, you know, if I see a patient and I see a Christmas tree in the background, I wish him a Merry Christmas. If I don't see a Christmas tree, I'll say Happy Holidays. But we're going to get to the point, and this is what I worry about. We're going to get to a point where people aren't going to say anything. If they think they're going to get in trouble for saying one or the other, the safest path for them, they will infer, would be, you know what, I just won't go there. Now, I see what a lot of businesses do. They'll put up some Christmas decorations. They'll put up some Hanukkah decorations. They might be missing the Kwanzaa. They might be missing some other holidays at this time. But, you know, they're like, look, I just want to cover my bases. I want to, you know, but then you can have somebody saying, yeah, but there's more of those than this. You know, I think we're being overly sensitive. We're really being overly sensitive to the point that everything is going to be so gray, and you won't, nothing will have character, nothing will have spunk, nothing will have comedy, nothing will have a character to it or a flavor to it, because everybody's going to find things that are insulting. And so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, any holiday greeting you want to give me, I will take. It's beautiful. I love it. I think that's fantastic. You know, just because I celebrate Hanukkah doesn't necessarily mean you need to know that or remember that. You know, I am in love with Viggo Mortensen, and October 20th is his birthday. Does that mean you guys have to say, hey, Dahlia, happy Viggo Mortensen birthday to you? No, you don't, all right? That's a personal thing for me. There's Aragorn, Lord of the Rings. I might watch Lord of the Rings. I might celebrate it my own way. You don't really have to wish me a greeting for that, okay? I don't need that. But my worry is I think people are going to stop the greetings. I love walking down the street or somebody saying something and I close every phone call with Merry Christmas, you know, or Happy Holidays, or I love those greetings. You know, I just think it makes people more warm. It's the best time of year. But if we're going to keep having all this controversy where nobody wants, you know, to see one or the other, it is going to be a very bland holiday season, winter season. And I have big issues with that. So I just want to say to NASCAR, beautiful graphic. It's gorgeous. You know, I think, you know, wishing people Merry Christmas is beautiful. Wishing people Happy Hanukkah is beautiful. I get what you did. It's beautiful. I just, you know, I don't know what the answer is going to be unless you do multiple graphics or you make sure you include everybody. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you guys that have a lot of stomach upset and gas and pain and bowel issues might want to look at your food dyes. And a study has found that Red 40, and this I don't think is the first time, we've spoken about this before, that is found in many snacks and drinks. The food coloring has been linked to ulcerative colitis and other bowel diseases. Why? Because the food dye could erode our barrier in our gut and the ability for it to absorb nutrients and electrolytes, and can irritate the lining. Red 40, also known as Allura Red, is in several popular candies, sodas, chips. We see it in Pepsi. I think we see it also in, like, cherry. When you have Cherry Coke or Cherry Pepsi, Skittles, Doritos. I'm not sure about M&Ms, but it could be. And researchers from McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, found that this food additive can hamper the gut's ability to absorb nutrients, water, electrolytes, and increase one's risk of developing inflammatory bowel disease. So with something like that, it reminds us that we need to be a little bit more careful about what we put in our body. And just because something is sold over the counter, I think Pepsi Blue has it, Gatorade, Mountain Dew, yep, looks like M&Ms. But when we wear down our body's defenses, that could put us more at risk for ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and other sorts of bowel issues. Now, the study was conducted in mice. Researchers say the findings translate to humans in Western countries whose diets typically contain a lot of food coloring. Also, what we vape sometimes has colorings as well. Lead researcher Dr. Wahul Khan said these findings have important implications in the prevention and management of gut inflammation. What we have found is striking and alarming, as this common synthetic food dye could trigger IBDs. So the findings were published in the journal Nature Communications, and they say 3 million Americans have Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. I am going to say that millions of us have some sort of bowel issues, whether it's irritable bowel syndrome or acid reflux or certain gut issues. And many of us who eat these foods that are not very nutritious, we start to wonder if part of our lack of nutrition is, one, the portions of what we do eat that's supposedly nutritious, but the other could be because it's preventing us from absorbing our nutrition. So, you know, the mice who consumed the red 40 dye intermittently did with the amount, they said they might not have showed increased rates of colitis, but they did find the propensity towards it. And it's a pretty, you know, involved study. But chemicals in the dyes, we know, can cause issues. In fact, the FDA has limited the amount of food coloring in food and cosmetics and set the recommended daily limit to 7 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. So there's a certain amount, not that we all know how much is in our foods or how much are in our chemicals. Red erythrocene, which we see in Brock's little peppermint hot tamales, I think Brock's pumpkin candy, they say that has red 3, and that may also cause cancer in high doses. Now, many of these doses are much higher than we consume. But for those of you going, I don't feel right, I'm having bowel issues, maybe cut back on some of the processed food and some of the foods that have a lot of extra additives that we don't need. And I got to tell you, I mean, M&Ms, they're colorful. Skittles, they're colorful. They're bright. But time and time again, we hear that, you know, I had written an article on Skittles a while back because I think there was a chemical. I think California had wanted to have a label changed. Let me see if I have that article I wrote. I think it was, I can't find it. There was something with Skittles in the food coloring. And I don't, something that was found to be an issue. So, yep. Skittles manufacturer was sued in California over alleged toxic ingredient used. But this was not the dye, but the titanium dioxide. And so a lawsuit was filed because titanium dioxide, which is used in a variety of industries for food, sunscreens, etc., is classified as a possible carcinogen. So titanium dioxide, in addition to the red 40, is allowed by the FDA as long as it doesn't exceed a certain percentage. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have long COVID, and part of that long COVID might manifest as brain fog. Well, now doctors think they have a combination that could treat this. It's not simple, though. Guanfacine, which is an attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, also known as Tenex, could be used. And N-acetylcysteine, which is a concussion drug branded as Mucomist, has been found to reduce brain fog in 2/3 of patients used. Now, doctors at Yale think that using this combination could protect the brain's prefrontal cortex from stress and inflammation, which could break down neural connections and cause the symptoms associated with brain fog. Now, this was a very small study, only 12 people, and the researchers believe they have found an effective treatment now for it. The CDC says 8% of Americans are suffering from long COVID, and 3,500 have died from long COVID. Not just from COVID, but from long COVID. So these, this free radical protection, NAC, is supposed to strengthen the prefrontal cortex and prevent damage from traumatic brain injuries. And then the guanfacine is an ADHD medication. That's supposed to help one's attention span. That's supposed to strengthen neural connections. So I'm not sure how long somebody's supposed to take it for, but the Yale researchers gave it to 12 patients that have been living with debilitating cognitive and psychological issues for months after their COVID. The drugs are already approved by the FDA, and many times doctors use them off-label. Guanfacine received its approval by the FDA in 2009 to treat ADHD. And then the other one, I believe, you could get over the counter. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't know if that means you'll get your smell back or your taste back, if that is still failing you. But it definitely is an option. So we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And political news, Carrie Lake, who was the governor candidate who lost in the Arizona race, is allowed to proceed challenging Democratic Governor-elect Katie Hobbs' election victory. And an Arizona judge ruled that 2 out of her 10 claims can move forward. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson dismissed 8 of the counts, ruling they did not fall under the proper criteria to bring election challenges under Arizona law. But 2 counts did. They can go to trial, and it involves the printers malfunctioning on election day and the ballot chain of custody. Lake claimed that printers that malfunctioned were not certified and had vulnerabilities that made them susceptible to hacking. She also claimed the printers malfunctioned because of intentional action. Judge Thompson said Lake must prove at the trial that somebody interfered with the printers in violation of Arizona law, and that the interference caused her to lose votes, and that those lost votes would have affected the outcome of the election. So she has an uphill battle. But for the chain of custody issue, Lake claimed that employees of the county's ballot contractor violated the county election manual when they added ballots of family members and failed to secure an inbound receipt of delivery. Judge Thompson said whether the county complied with its own manual and applicable status is a dispute of fact rather than law. But the dismissed counts were violation of freedom of speech, invalid signatures on mail-in ballots, equal protection, due process, secrecy clause, incorrect certification, inadequate remedy, and constitutional rights. So we'll see what happens. Apparently the trial takes place January 2nd. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.